Quiet Mind, Day 83. Breathe into awareness. How noticing the unnoticed leads to freedom. Most people spend their lives walking through the world with their minds stuck in their heads. The surroundings blur into wallpaper, while the voice in the brain runs a nonstop commentary like an annoying sports announcer. But something magical happens when you travel or encounter something new. Your senses take over. And for a moment, just a moment, you're actually here. You feel alive, present. Until, of course, the ego starts talking again, labeling everything. This place is too hot. That guy looks weird. I like that cafe in Paris better. And just like that, you're back in your head, missing the moment. Want to break free? Try this. Pick up a pen or stare at a plant. Doesn't matter. But don't think about it. Just look. Observe it like you've never seen it before. Give it your full attention. Then do the same with sounds around you. Don't judge. Just listen. This simple act creates space, inner space. Suddenly there's stillness inside you. Peace. It's subtle, but it's real. That peace is you. The real you beneath the job title, the relationship status, or the personal drama. You are not your name or your history. You're not even your thoughts. Those are objects in your mind's museum. You are the space that holds them, the awareness behind them. You're the experiencer, not the experiences. You can't answer the question, who am I? Because anything you say becomes an object again. But you can feel it, this presence, this I am, behind everything. It's not something to be figured out, it's something to be. And the doorway? It's your breath. That's right, breathing. Something so basic you forgot it was happening can become your most powerful spiritual tool. When you focus on your breath, you stop thinking. Not by falling asleep, but by waking up. Conscious breathing creates space between thoughts. And in that space, the real you starts to shine. Even addictive behaviors, smoking, overeating, lose their grip when you add awareness. Notice the urge. Take 3 deep breaths. Feel the craving instead of feeding it. You may still give in sometimes. That's okay. The key is watching the pattern without judgment. The more you observe, the weaker the compulsion becomes. Don't underestimate how powerful this is. One breath, fully felt, is a portal to presence, a step out of the mental fog, a return to sanity. It doesn't cost anything. You don't need a guru, you just you, your breath, and this moment, that's enough.